Yes, welcome to Friday's catch-up. Robin Bailey not in the catch-up. She's got on the M1 early, heading down to schoolies.
She's one of those mums that go down there and stay at an adjoining tower and just keep binoculars on schoolie activities.
And other things.
The tears roll down her face. Yeah.
That is amazing.
What an image. Very Rear Window.
Like Rear Window, yeah, mate. Yeah, Rear Window. Hey, if you've never seen Rear Window, go and have a look-see. It's a really it's a really good film.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's fantastic.
What's he? James.
Stewart.
Stewart, that's it.
Yeah, Jimmy Stewart. We had one of these moments today on the show when Gary Belcher was on.
Are you comparing James Stewart?
No, that quiet, when you're thinking when something doesn't come to you straight away.
Buster.
Like the five devils who are in the Australian Kangaroos team.
That'll keep
Norse
you up.
Devils.
That was pretty interesting.
No,
I didn't enjoy that. Oh, okay.
Still.
Hey, enjoy the catch up today. And if you're thinking about
what's in it for me?
You might be going to prison over the weekend where a lot was revealed about your slave labour conditions at your house.
Mate, I'm trying to run a cash job for a young bloke and you're unveiling things at the tax department I want to talk to
him
about.
And you're not paying him, apparently. So, I mean...
Well, see, there's no worries with the tax department. There you go.
True.
Yeah, I'm
that
not paying him in cash, am I?
Not paying him at all. Thank you so much. Enjoy the catch up.
For Mercedes-Benz Brisbane's 13% off for 13 days only. Conditions apply. See mbbrisbane.com.au.
It is a tough old world. I know we're all in relationships, etc. Mm-hmm. But trying to find a partner is a hard thing.
And it's a really hard thing.
Can I tell you, there's a mate of Cass. I've been married for quite some time and recently separated from her husband, okay? Went down to visit her mother down the coast. Took her dog down there, her mother... lives down the coast, took her dog for a walk, okay? This is his friend of Kath. The dog was a little bit powerful, pulled her over, cracked her skull open, all right? Bleeding quite badly. Kath's mate takes her mum to the hospital, okay? She's there with her mum in the emergency waiting room, waiting to be get attended to. You know, the blood had started to dry and everything, but she was in a fair bit of pain, so she was fussing over her mother. They were talking to her. There were a couple other people in the waiting room, talking to them, talking to that, got chatting. So didn't want to focus on any of that, all right, because she was just making sure her mum was right.
Mum was okay.
Got stitched up, got cleared, everything all right. Took about an hour and a half or so, all from going in and leaving. Just on the way out, she reckons she said five words to a bloke who's sitting just across from them, okay? Five words. She would have said, hello, hope you're okay. Oh, yeah, my mum was a bit crook, blah, blah. That was about it. He shook her hand on the way out and inside he left. She went, gee, that was strange. What was that all that about?
Oh, a phone number.
No, that's right. I'm Roger. Call me anytime.
And did he?
No, she received the note. She's not trying to have a crack at him. Well, I think that's highly inappropriate. You had your mum's head bleeding and some bloke's having a crack.
Oh, mate, take the opportunity.
Oh, any time.
He's obviously a caring person and he's taken a chance. It's an odd pickup situation.
Well, that's what she said to me. I thought I'd run it by you. She said, is that the most inappropriate place? And I said, no, I would have figured a funeral was the most inappropriate place to have a crack.
I have one that is also in a hospital. About a year and a half ago, I had a really bad foot issue and it got badly infected. And in the end, the infection wouldn't go away and I had to get it operated on. Mm-hmm. I was really sick and they were having to scrape out the infection. I got wheeled out of my hotel room by an orderly down into the place where they anaesthetise you.
Yeah.
And the guy said to me, so, you're single?
Oh. That's all right.
Wow.
Well, I was
that's
off
spectacular.
My trolley.
Well, that's what happens at nightclubs, I suppose.
I was completely high on the hog of drugs going into a major operation on my foot.
I must
be
incorrect. Ed's saying they're entirely appropriate.
Let's go with it. Well, let's play a bit of jury action. If you can tell us an unusual pickup situation, something that somebody attempted to pick you up, attempted to pick someone else up. Maybe it led to your relationship. Maybe it was so weird, like Robin's, that you still remember it.
What about on the train? Just because it's, a packed house on the train doesn't mean you can have a go.
What, scream, oi, you in the seat at the back. Hot.
No, maybe we'll private.
No, okay. And if you smell good, you'd get added points. Because
on a train.
Seriously, because guys who smell nice, it's a big tick.
And Robin, you've made a claim about Michael Hutchence.
Yeah, well, didn't Paula Yates try and pick him up while they were being interviewed together on a bed for the big breakfast in the UK?
Is that how they cracked on? Ed did the same thing. That's how he got Tiff.
Yeah,
what? I interviewed Tiff. In a bed?
No. Well, eventually. I kept interviewing her on the radio so I could ask her out. Let's move on. Gary from Jimbo.
Inappropriate.
We're married. We're married. Yeah, we're married.
How long did it take you, Ed? How many interviews did you have to do till she said yes?
I had three or four, but I was interviewing a number of different gladiators at the time. She was the one that won. So Gary is from Jimboomba.
Inappropriate.
G'day, guys. How are we?
Good, yes.
Give it to us, mate. What happened?
Mate, I'd had a car accident and I rang up the insurance company to make a claim, and the person I was talking to on the phone, I asked them out.
And?
I've been married 15 years with two kids.
Is it the Amy girl?
No, it wasn't Amy. I think it was CGU, actually.
That's beautiful.
Okay, no. I want to know what happened. So at the end of the claim, and then what did you say?
I just kept on chatting to her, and she gave me her direct number to get through to her, and I rang her a couple of days later, had another chat, and, asked her out.
Oh, what about, was there a nervous moment when you just heard a nice phone voice and then you had to put a face to it?
Yeah, I did, actually. Yeah, that
So did she. So did she. Oh, that's great, Gaz. See, there you go. It's always an opportunity. Thank you, Gaz. Siobhan from Waverley. Siobhan, inappropriate pickup.
Yeah, so I was purchasing my first car. I was in my early 20s. The guy would have been maybe 20 years older than me. A couple months after I purchased the vehicle, I got a text message from him asking me out on a date. So he used my details from when I purchased the vehicle.
Oh. That's a shocker.
No, let's go with no. And you still together?
No way.
That is inappropriate. Can't do that to that.
I like it.
Mike, Shayla Park, go for it.
Yeah, morning, guys.
Yeah, what happened?
I met my wife at my friend's mother's funeral.
Yeah, well played. And,
just got talking, and then later that night, things started happening at the wake, and, 15 years later today, actually.
Well, what happened at the wake? I'd like a little bit more there.
Oh, well, we were still quite young, and having a few drinks, and just got chatting, and asked her if she wanted to get together sometime, and, it was my lucky night.
Clearly.
I think we can all agree.
That is horrific.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. And Teresa of Logan.
Go on.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Great.
I was visiting the cemetery. I was visiting my husband, and this guy just came up to me, and he said to me, Who are you visiting? And I said, this is my husband. And then he just said to me, are you interested in a new husband?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Thank God.
Okay, not only is that inappropriate place, but that is the worst pickup line ever.
And he was old enough to be my father. That was the sad thing.
Was there any indication he was going around from group to group at the cemetery doing the same thing?
No, there was just hardly anyone at the cemetery. But, he was just came up to me, and I thought, oh, God.
Oh, God. Inappropriate.
There you go. Wake's good, cemetery's no. That's what we've learned.
Things about to get a very a current affair at Cavalry.
Are they ever? I am taking the Tracy Grimshaw role here as an expose. Something came to light, Brendo, in the studio was that Jack, a wonderful intern, does an excellent job for us. He'd been leaving the studio with Marto, and we thought, Marto's a good bloke. He's given a young man a ride to his house or whatever, and
we live not far away from each other, Jack and I. Hi, Jack.
G'day, guys.
Well, now I'll introduce Jack. I am Grimshaw.
He's
right?
Grimshaw.
You're not Grimshaw.
Oh, sorry.
You're not.
Thank you.
I'm Grimshaw. And so then we found out,
Grimshaw.
They're not just going. Jack has been enlisted to work at Marto's house all day, every day after he leaves the show. Dodgy. Thank you.
That's not
now,
dodgy.
Jack, good morning.
Good morning.
What has
slave.
Kim, give it to him. What has Kim Jong Marto got you doing at his compound?
Yeah, it's been wild, Ed. Been painting with some fine lead-based paint.
Lead?
That's not true. That is not true.
No, so you're doing some painting.
It's acrylic.
Jokes aside, so what have
it's
you been...
It's payday today, Jack. Be very careful.
Yes, boss.
Is that a threat? Dodgy.
What, hang on. So what is your job, Jack? What have you been enlisted to do?
I've been enlisted to paint his front stairs, which is a very...
Big job. They're an old set.
Yeah, it's a very big staircase too.
Mm. Okay, paint stairs. And I'm assuming do you get a lunch break?
No, I don't.
Yep. And do you get somewhere...
Hold on, that's your election not to have it. You just go straight through.
He did offer me a rice bowl.
Don't let him. A rice bowl?
That's not what is this? The bridge over the river Kwai? That's unbelievable.
Kath went out the other day, because I'm often working there too, because I've got other things to do. And that's why I wanted Jack just to help out. I'm helping out a young bloke. And that's Kath said, better leave. If you go out, leave the door open so Jack can go to the toilet. I said, no, we don't want Jack inside the house. And Kat said, where's he supposed to go? And I said, you wee on the hedge.
Wee on the hedge.
She said, what happens if he has to go? I said, well, he should tidy himself up before he gets to work.
He can dig a hole. He can dig a hole like the dog does. Yes.
And Tommy.
It's going all right, though, isn't it, Jack?
Yeah, it's going really well, boss.
Good painter.
Now, how many days have you worked so far, Jack?
3 days.
And how much pay have you received thus far?
None yet.
Yep.
Oh, I've got an invoice.
$0. Three days painting in the heat. Do you get drinks? Is there a cool pitcher of water for you, Jack?
There is a tap outside.
Yep. There's a tap.
What's that? This is so cool.
And I got told if you get desperate and the tap's not working, you can drink the pool water. So
that's what the dog does. Dog always drinks out of the pool.
All right.
What are you trying to do here?
Hang on. We're getting a report that yesterday you had to drive Marto to a lunch. Is that correct?
I did.
Now you're an unpaid Uber driver.
But you're paying a guy my alley rape. Doesn't matter whether he's painting or driving you to lunch.
Car was empty too. Hang on. Fill it up.
I did.
That's not true.
So by your let's just go to that logic. So if you're paying Jack, which you're not, an imaginary $20 an hour, then he should have to do whatever you want. You know who else said that?
Oh.
Kevin Spacey. That's who you are.
Let's get in the schoolie spirit.
Oh, darn.
The reason we're doing this is because your eldest son is on his way to, you're taking him to schoolies tomorrow, and we are hoping that your son makes it to the news and can be awarded something that Marto and I do every year, which is Schoolie of the Year. And to get you in the mood, Robin, we're going to play you some of our previous finalists, Marto.
Mm. Let's roll straight into it.
Promising to behave yourself?
I promise I'll behave myself.
He didn't behave himself.
Okay.
So all the way down tomorrow, as you're driving to the coast, and you'll get stuck in a schoolies traffic jam too, and they'll all be topless and all in the cars next to you while your son's going down with his mother. See, there's lots of people just going in these crazy cars. How do they sound, some of these?
Drink. It's wicked.
Cheap.
Awesome.
Cheap.
Cheap or chick? Come on, get your head up. Head up. Come on.
Come on.
A lot to look forward to. Like,
Finn might be on the news doing this.
Mum, I love you. Mum, see this? I'm loving you.
Yeah.
See this? What were you doing that was requiring you to love me?
It was a tattoo.
Oh, jeez.
See this? I'm loving you.
Is that the Where's Wally tattoo?
Speaking of tattoo, this guy actually won our Schoolies of the Year last year.
Today I got Where's Wally tattooed on my foot.
Oh, he didn't.
We spoke to him. He was a good young man.
He was a great fella.
Can we find him again and see if he's still got that stupid tattoo?
I think he's entered the Senate. What a man. We knew he had ability like these ones.
Whatever happens, happens. Get on the drugs, do whatever.
Have you had that conversation with your son?
No.
I think it's overdue.
Bit of beach work. What do you propose I say? Oh, Finn, don't do this.
Mum. Job done. Then you can go home and tick that one on the fridge.
Not everyone's happy, are they? Not everyone's happy about schoolies. Mm. Except they've got the fence bloke.
Oh, the fence bloke. This guy. Yeah, it wasn't just the kids. What about the residents?
A volunteer bench.
Stop fencing off our beach. Yeah. We paid for it.
Well, I'll talk about that if you want to be quiet.
Tell your staff off with
the fence. Oh, my God. It's not like he didn't know schoolies was coming.
I love that.
We'll show you a photo. Tell Finn to stay away from that bloke. He's still not happy. He is so angry.
And stay away. And stay away from this bloke.
That's Mitchell Pearce and the dog.
It's always schoolies with Mitchell Pearce. It is always schoolies when you're around Mitchell.
You're not helping at all, but thanks.
Go to the toilet when you need to.
What?
If there's anything we learned about Australia Day 2016, Mitchell Pearce, was don't wee when you're sitting on chairs.
Of all the things I'm going to say to Finn in the next 24 hours, I guarantee that is not one of them.
Don't let any dogs into your unit.
Have a great weekend, Finn.
Whatever happens, happens. Get on the drugs, do whatever.
Yeah.
Over the years, the Chaser has gone to war with, well, everyone.
Now in our new podcast, we've joined with Border Force and ASIO to interrogate the scum that threaten our way of life.
Writers, thinkers, and worst of all, comedians.
Extreme Vetting with the Chaser. If you like comedy or national security, catch us on Podcast One. Download the app or listen at podcastone.com.au.
No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One.
So, new segment. My wife is all into star signs, horoscopes. Marta, is your wife into horoscopes?
It sure is.
Yeah, Brenda, your wife into horoscopes?
Yeah, big time, big time.
Yeah,
what
so
is that?
Mine. She comes in, she's go. Oh, they're in, she says. And I'm like, oh, Ash's team. No, the horoscopes. And then she'll read out the horoscopes for the month.
What do you mean they're in?
Like, she gets them emailed to her and she'll read them. And anything she thinks is, like, good, she'll go, oh, that's true. And then anything bad,
just ignore.
She'll go, no, that's not us. And so we do this every single month. And I always say to her, who's writing the horoscope? And she goes, no. Like, it's reputable. Trust me, it's reputable. I'm like, who? Was it Lorena Starwoman that used to do it on the morning show?
Mm.
And I go, and she said, no. I said, I don't know if I can trust this person. And so then she goes, well, but I don't trust the ones in the newspaper. They're not the official ones.
The ones in the newspaper aren't official.
That's what I said. I'm like, well, who am I meant to trust? And then it got me thinking, I would believe it more if it came from a source that I could trust. If it came from
a Bureau of Horoscopes or something, like the Bureau of Meteorology.
Horoscopes? Where do you find them?
I've started to enlist trusted celebrities to help out with horoscopes. So please now sit back and prepare to know your future with the first rendition of Stars with the Stars.
Hello, I'm your celestial guide, comedian and author of the new book Deadly Kerfuffle, Tony Martin. Here is your horoscope. Virgo, with Venus so close to the moon, this is a great month for your finances. You will receive an exciting email from a Nigerian prince. You will receive many riches when you give His Royal Highness, Mr. Johnny of Lagos, all of your bank details. Gemini. With Jupiter rising, love is the order of the month. It might seem strange, but you will be engaged to Mercedes Corby very soon.
If you divorce me, I'll bite ya.
Sagittarius, your milkshake brings all the boys to the yard like it's better than yours. They're like, it's better than yours. Aquarius, Mars is in your orbit, and that means you are a dual citizen. You are in big trouble.
Oh, no.
Capricorn, the moon is in your career house, so do whatever you like at the office Christmas party.
Yeah.
Most people have forgotten what you did on the photocopier last year. Leo, much happiness will be bestowed on you when you purchase Deadly Kerfuffle by possible dual citizen Tony Martin. Capricorn, buy a jet ski right now.
Oh.
That's your Stars with the Stars.
Good news. It's a lot of good news in there. A lot of good news and not one cheap Uranus gag. So well done, everybody. Yeah, well done.
It's Marto and Robin on Triple M.
Okay, so Men's Health Magazine, I love it. It's why I steal it from you, Marto, because I learn stuff. So I'm going to throw at you some man stats.
What do you learn?
I learned this, for example, how to live past 100 years old.
Oh, love it. Overrated.
Yeah, see, Ed, you will love this. Okay, a Japanese guy who only just died, but he died at the age of 105, and he dedicated his life to longevity and finding out how you can live past the age. Now, he was born in 1911, which was a time when in Japan people weren't living past the age of 40. So the fact he lived to 105 is impressive.
Does he live on the coast of Japan, perhaps?
Don't say. Can't tell you.
Town? It'll say which town.
No.
There's a little town where they average over 95 or something.
My mate went there. My mate who's a doctor, he went there to do his own study to see what it is about them. And I said, what were your findings? And he said two things. They eat fish and they walk up hills.
Is that what... And that actually works for this because he's saying move your butt. What he did would take on stairs two at a time. He'd do 2,000 steps a day.
Yep.
And he's suggesting to younger men getting started that you can do 1,000 and then work your way up to 2,000.
So the lift wasn't working in his building, was it?
Just got on with it.
That's the problem.
Keep clocking on. Do not retire. He's saying it just doesn't help anyone. He worked for up to 18 hours a day, mostly volunteering doing medical work because he was a doctor. But do not stop. stop people. He also said stay positive. That was very important. He was one of the lifesavers who helped in the firebombing of Tokyo in 1970, so saw a lot of stuff. He then got taken as hostage for 4 days when the Japanese Red Army terrorised a commercial jet, and he still was able to see the good in people. So he had reason to be negative, but he stayed positive.
He stayed positive? Okay, so stay positive.
The one I love, though, and I reckon you'll agree with this, Ed, you've got to eat like a sparrow. He said for breakfast he'd have coffee, milk, orange juice and olive oil.
Yeah.
Then he would have a few savoury biscuits for lunch and vegetables with rice and a little fish for dinner, and he maintained a weight of just under 60 kilos.
Yes.
That's under 60?
Mm-hmm.
That's the hard
jockey
bit.
Man.
What do you mean?
It's like a jockey. Under 60 k's.
Yeah, he was a little Japanese guy who lived to 105.
There's not a lot of old fat people, is there?
No, there's not. You know, why do you find that hard, Ed? I would have thought you'd be right on that.
No, it's the quantities because, you know, that is because he's quite small. In Australia, the problem is always when they do these things is Australians are larger and it's harder to eat as little as that.
No chocolate thick shakes there?
None. Actually, that
how
I
many,
can guarantee.
Actually, does it say how many McNuggets, or do we roughly 10 a day is what we'll go with?
Yeah. Brisbane's Triple M.
Wow.
Marto, Ed and Robbins, Sports All In.
Well, we thought we were all over this Australian cricket team. We thought, well, we're going to hang on to Matt Renshaw. You don't drop a bloke after what he did last summer, do you?
Well, no.
Well, you do.
Well, you do.
Oh, okay.
Let's go through the Australian cricket team. That's all. I'll tell you, there's no need to go through too much, but the surprises. Warner and Bancroft will be opening. Usman Khawaja will be batting 3. Steve Smith 4. Peter Hanscom 5. Sean Marsh will be batting 6. He's one of the two brothers, Mitchell and Sean Marsh, who have had far too many opportunities, but he started the season on a sparkling form and they've decided to insert the 34-year-old. I think he's about 34, isn't he?
33, but yeah, I think 33, 34. But look, mate, he can make runs. I mean, at 6, that's a problem,
well,
so I don't hate it.
We didn't know who to put there, so they've gone Sean Marsh. Tim Payne, this is the big shock. All right, let's go through Tim Payne. What was the stat we were talking before? He hasn't made a century since 2006. Darren Lehman's made a Shield century more recently than Tim Payne.
So what's he doing there?
He's a very good wicketkeeper, they tell me. Like, I don't know, if you catch a
the
few
bizarre.
and you stop them, you're a good keeper.
The bizarre situation is he's a Tasmanian and Matthew Wade went down there, and so he's not even the... He's not even the wicketkeeper
for his
state, and yet he is going to be the wicketkeeper for Australia because they like his batting, basically. That's what I keep hearing. They like
and then we've got
batting.
Stark, Cummins, Lyon, Hazelwood, and Jackson Bird will probably be 12th man.
Yeah, look.
I hope we're good enough,
but it seems like they're really trying to stack the batting. They want to bat as long as they possibly can because they think they can probably take the wickets. Just on the Socceroos quickly, you know, they're off to Russia, which is great. I've now done a World Cup group predictor where you can go
what
through.
What is that?
They've got all the pots now where they pick the names out of for the World Cup groups.
Pots?
Yeah, they just put all the names in little pots. They're buckets. And then they take them out like lotto. Our best possible result, I reckon, is based on the pots that we got, is Poland, Peru, Iran, and then Australia. Our worst possible one is FIFA hates us, which they do, is Brazil, Spain, Denmark, and us.
What?
Okay,
in
so
one,
hang on. So do they
pool.
Take, because I was having this discussion yesterday, do they have separate pots? It's not just one big pot?
There's 4 different pots based on your FIFA ranking and also
great.
How you qualified. There's also the possibility of Russia. This is another group of Russia, Mexico, Iran, and Saudi Arabia. That's the group of death.
Oh, is
because,
it?
Because, if you live in those places, you're lucky to survive.
Okay. Yeah.
If you're unaware, like if you're listening at this time, perhaps you don't listen overnight. There's an outstanding show on here at Triple M from about midnight till 4:30 in the morning. Luke Boner.
Yes, he's amazing.
The truckies love him because they're the people who are up. But they'll ring in. What we always find fascinating is they ring in about one thing, and it's a lonely old world at 3:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. They ring in and talk about one thing that he wanted to talk about. Then so often, whoever's speaking to Luke Boner on the radio goes,
I got another one.
And it happened the other morning. I meant to play it to I'll play it to you now. So he's already finished. It's all wrapped up what they were talking about. And this bloke's from Brisbane. I think his name was Mick. He keeps going.
Thank you very much for your call, Mick. I'm sorry we kept you waiting so long.
That's right, mate. Can I get one more for you, mate?
There it is.
Bloke rang up before about identity theft and so forth, right?
Yes, yes.
I tell you what, mate, here's a hairy one for you. I'm actually originally from over NZ a lot of years ago, mate. Come over here to Australia, live with my wife who's from Australia. I went to apply for a loan to get some money, right? And I got told, no, mate, there's no way, not in this God's earth, because you owe too much money everywhere. I'm like, what do you mean? So, long story short, there's a bloke here with exactly the same name as me, first, middle and last name, and he's born on exactly the same day, and year. Now, I tell you, mate, I bought a house 3 years ago, and the hoops I had to jump through, like the old proverbial circus poodle through fiery hoops, mate, was just amazing. At least once a month I'll get a debt collector turn up to my door, mate, and some of them guys, they need a bit of an attitude adjustment with the way they carry on when they come to your door, eh?
What about this one? All right, so we'll carry on. I can't play anymore. So this Mick, and he's from Brizzy.
Right.
All right, his same name, first, middle, second name, and last name, same birthday, all the rest of it. Luke Bonus says, same thing happened to me.
Oh, really?
Somebody, same name. And then Rick, our audio guy, Richard, well, he won't mind if I say his middle name, James Wade, he said same thing. Cops called him and said, you owe us this amount of money. There was some bloke owed $8,000 to the government. And they tried to pin it on him. He had to go down to the police station to prove it wasn't him.
Oh, my gosh. So people must look up and see how many of the people with the same name there are and then just go for it.
Well, I guess so. I get, my name's really common. Gregory John Martin. It's a really common name. It's incredible.
You know, I've got a credit card in your name. I've been using it for years.
Well, just I don't know whether it's identity theft or whether it's just mistaken identities.
That sounds like identity theft must happen all the time.
This is going on. The identity theft, have you or you someone you know been a victim? Because all we keep hearing about is keep your details
safe.
Don't let your credit card arrive in the mail. So has anyone, have you had any experience with identity theft? You or somebody you know, what did they get? What did they go after?
Sometimes it's accidental, but it causes you a nightmare.
That's true. If there is an accident, we'll take some accidental as well. But this type of thing, this either confusion of having the same name or flat-out identity theft is on the rise. Leanne from Oxley, your brother, what happened?
My brother was actually accused of stealing somebody's identity based on the fact that he had the same date of birth as someone else and the same name, but it was a bit different. Like, it was a different spelling, so it was really weird. Yeah. But every time he'd go into the bank, he got accused of stealing someone's identity because they were deceased. So,
they were saying you're trying to use a dead person's...
Yeah, basically.
Details.
Yeah,
what
and when
do you
that
do?
Person
what
died,
do you do?
Oh,
what do you do?
You just have to get birth certificates and prove it. And he had to jump through hoops, but to make sure. And then he would be getting same thing bills sent to him because they would just do a search on the name and bills sent to him saying you owe this money. He's like, no, I'm not the dead person.
Was
it
an unusual name? Don't have to say what it is, but was it an unusual name?
Yeah, it was. The spelling of the last part of his first name, most people do it M-O-U-N-D for Raymond, but his was M-O-N-D, so it was.
Wow, that made it even worse by the looks of things because they both...
I'm just thinking, and you know, sounds slightly morbid, but having had to go through the process of having someone die close to you and shutting down everything, it's a very elongated process. So to then actually have to prove that you're not the dead person would be excruciating. Has it really impacted his life?
No, he was a lot younger, so mum and dad sort of helped him out quite a bit when it all happened. But I think the hardest part was people were sending mum and dad flowers and also ringing them up and saying, we're so sorry to hear you lost your son. So.
That's terrible.
it wasn't just that.
Thanks, Leanne. Matt from Eden's Landing. Now, you were mistaken for somebody else, were you, Matt?
Well, in a matter of speaking, I had to change banks. Changed employers and I was told to change banks, went in to open an account with said bank. They called the cops because my namesake, first, middle, last name, same date of birth.
Yeah.
He was wanted for fraud.
Same date of birth.
Did the cops turn up while you were at the bank?
Yeah, they did. I wasn't dragged away in cuffs or anything, but they spent a good 2 hours with me going, so are you formerly of the Sutherland Shire at this address, I've never been to the Sutherland Shire, let alone live there.
You know what, Matt, that's what you get when you're, I know you're saying your name's Matt, but it's clearly Clive Palmer, so that's what happens, buddy. That's the kind of life you lead.
Well, actually, can I just say, I'm a bush poet, and I've tried to set up I'm not going to give myself a free plug, but, yeah, I've tried to set up a website for myself. I Googled my name, and my name is actually...
They've scrambled him. The authorities have scrambled him.
We'll talk to Matt another time because I would like to get. He should get a plug at some point. All right, Scott from Brackenridge.
It's aliens.
Hi, Scott.
Yeah, morning, folks. How are we?
Yeah, is it you, mate?
Yeah, it was a situation happened a little while ago. A fellow who has the same name as me, same birthday date and year, but happened to be 1 month out. Was being charged with driving without a license, driving unregistered vehicles, speeding, and a whole bunch of other stuff. And then Spur decided to come and chase me for it.
Oh, dear.
So they actually suspended my license for a while. They threatened court. So I managed to track down the cop who ended up charging him at the time. As soon as I walked in, he said, "Oh, you're not the fella I'm looking for." And I said, "Well, that's pretty much it. I'm confident.
But you had to go to those lengths. You yourself had to go to the lengths of going to the police station and you're saying, "Look, I'm not the person you're looking for."
Yeah, and I had to take him a passport to demonstrate I wasn't actually in the country at the time. I had to show that this fella apparently had a... You never know, he might be listening, but g'day, Scott, if you are. But he actually had a tattoo of a gargoyle on his shoulder, so I had to show that I didn't have a tattoo.
Mine is of a gremlin. This is clearly a gremlin, not a gargoyle. I am not the person you're looking for.
Why stop it, Scott? Hello to everyone in cell C there at Wacol. Hi, guys.
You know what this actually says, though, and I have to justify this to my children all the time because all three of my sons have two middle names.
Oh, yeah.
Now, it's a good thing.
Foolproof. Yeah.
There you go.
It's time. It's time. The Rugby League World Cup continues tonight. Robin, you're the expert. You're marking off. Who do Australia play? Do you remember?
Playing tonight.
Stop wasting your time, Marto. Australia playing Samoa tonight.
Okay. I've been just ticking them off as we go. I'm keeping you up today and I'm keeping you honest. That's all I'm doing.
Lebanon aren't here. Anyway, let's talk to an absolute expert, the former sports guy on Triple M many years ago and now commentator tonight for Channel 7 on the Rugby League, Gary Belcher. Morning.
Good morning, Marto. Hey, Robin. Hey, Ed.
Oh, hello. Badge. It's
good
such
to hear
a
your
pleasure.
Voice back on the M.
It's good to have you here.
Exciting to be up here, I can tell you, up in Darwin.
Oh, of course it is. Now, there's nothing
happening up here.
There's nothing going on, Badge. Australia v Samoa. Now, Samoa's got big forwards. This is the Rugby League World Cup in terms of the Samoa and Tonga. They've been the real sort of shining lights of this, haven't they, Gaz?
Well, you're half right. Tonga have been great. Samoa have been. I think they took themselves to the buffet a bit too much. But,
did you watch that game last?
They stayed in their best for the finals. Apparently, they have been pretty average. They were lucky to scrape through. They've had is one draw with Scotland.
But we're
expecting much bigger and better things from them tonight. So they'll certainly make a game of it.
They were terrible against Scotland. I watched that last Sunday. They were a joke.
Almost lost, 14-all, and Scotland had a couple of shots at field goal to win it. So, yeah, that's exactly right. I don't know what's wrong there, but, they're up against one of the all-time great sides in the Kangaroos, and now that it's all sort of been turned on its head with Tonga beating New Zealand, it's wide open, and the Aussies are looking good.
I wish the Poms were playing tonight because the Darwin weather would kill them.
Yeah, well, it's a tough one, and they're talking about putting the game back half an hour. So if it's over 30 degrees, it hasn't been under 30 degrees here since 1947, so I don't know why there's any question marks about it.
You're right. There's not a surprise, is it, Gaz? There's absolutely
no surprise. We're playing in Darwin and they're worried about the heat. So, yeah, so they're dealing with the heat. They're dealing with the time difference because it's actually 1997 here. They've just
brought out
the ice.
Keep them coming. Badge, it's 7 p.m. on Channel 7 tonight, but we have to do the segment that made Australia great, Marto. When you guys were together, it was, of course, called...
At the Badge's Brainbuster every morning, out of 6:30 it used to be, didn't it?
Yep, an impossible rugby league question. Now, Badge, have you got a Brainbuster for us today?
I have. Who's this for, the listeners or for you?
It's for Australia, mate. This is for Australia.
If we don't get it, somebody else will.
Yeah, if we don't get it, someone will call.
On the Aussie side tonight, the starting side, I only sort of realised this when I was doing a bit of study yesterday. There's five players, and this is a very strong Brisbane connection, five players that have played for the North Devils senior footy. Oh,
yeah, wow. Righto. Well, we got Cooper Cronk, we got Billy Slater, we got Cameron Smith.
There you go.
And then we got two others.
Munster? Mm. Munster?
Is that your answer? I need to know.
No. Munster?
I'm distancing myself from Munster.
No, it's not Munster.
Oh, jeez.
Jesus, great radio. This is three men thinking on radio. Connection. We give up. Tell us.
Well, Will Chambers and Matt Gillett.
Oh, that's why he's the best.
For a local club, North, unbelievable. Five players.
Incredible.
That's a great effort. And that's why they stopped the brain bust. It was just people thinking on radio for 10 minutes. So, Channel 7 tonight, the Rugby League World Cup at 7 p.m. Gary Belcher, absolute legend. Thanks, Badge.
Well, I'll have a better brain buster for you next time.
Oh, I love that. I love it.
It was good, Gary. Don't be put off by them.
See you, mate.